Hey there, welcome along. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily for October 15th, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Following the launches of the OnePlus Nord and OnePlus 8 series, it was made apparent the company was pre-installing Facebook bloatware onto its devices. Now, in a reversal, OnePlus has officially stopped that practice. In case you missed the original story earlier this year, users became aware that OnePlus was pre-installing some Facebook apps on its devices, specifically the OnePlus 8, 8 Pro and the Nord, the former two being the company's most expensive phones to date. Many of the user-facing apps from Facebook could be removed, but some behind-the-scenes services could not, and those could send data to the social media giant. Obviously, the OnePlus community was not happy about that revelation, and likely they even lost some customers over it. Speaking to Input, OnePlus directly confirmed that Facebook services are not preloaded on the OnePlus 8T, something we can gladly confirm on our own review units, and that future devices won't include them either. The company stopped short of saying this was a permanent change, but the foreseeable future contains only OnePlus devices with Google, OnePlus, and Netflix apps preloaded, and nothing more. Generally speaking, actions like this are not common. After all, OnePlus was probably raking in a fair bit of cash from a deal with Facebook. The decision actually came directly from feedback from fans and the media, specifically an op-ed piece from Input that made its way to the very top of the company. This is great news though, but unfortunately OnePlus didn't have any other comment or solution for OnePlus 8, 8 Pro and Nord buyers stuck with Facebook services on their device. Apple TV Plus has been around for nearly a year at this point, and back at the service's launch, the Apple TV app was confirmed to be coming to Sony Android TV models. Following a false start earlier this year, the app is finally available starting today. Sony's rolling out a software update to its X900H series televisions that includes sizes from 55 inches all the way up to 85 inches, all 4K LED models from around $950 to be precise. After the X900H series, Sony will also be bringing the Apple TV app to most 2019 and 2020 models by the end of this year, and select 2018 models too. Notably, the app won't be available through the Play Store, but only through that full system update. It seems likely that at some point in the future, the app will be moved to the Play Store for updates, but there's no confirmation from Apple or Sony of that just yet. At this point, it's still unclear if Apple TV will be made available to other Android TV devices, such as the brand new Chromecast though. Google Workspace was announced at the start of October as a rebrand of G Suite and revamped approach to office-less productivity. As part of these changes, all of Google Workspace's apps are seeing new icons, with the rollout now underway. Google Drive is the first app to see its new Workspace icon become available for end users. On Android, it's still rolling out with version 2.20.401.06.40 via the Play Store, though the listing has yet to be updated. The new icon is visible on the home screen and the splash screen. Another change sees Google update the icon that appears in the Android status bar. It gets the material theme treatment and is now just a hollowed outline. The new Drive icon is appearing in the web app. This is a straightforward replacement in the top left corner, though the favicon has not been updated just yet, resulting in a bit of a mismatch. The icon in the web app launcher is also still the older variant at present. Software is the best part of Google's Pixel smartphones, as we all know, and a lot of that comes down to simplicity. The Pixel launcher, for example, is bare bones, but a pleasure to use for most people out there. With the debut of the Pixel 5 though, Google is bringing an update to the Pixel launcher that allows users to change the grid size. If you've ever used a third-party launcher on Android such as Nova, you're probably familiar with grid sizes. This feature allows users to change the number of icons on the screen. Over the years, quite a few Android OEMs have included this same ability on their stock launchers, including OnePlus, Samsung and LG. Google has never officially offered a grid size option with the Pixel launcher, but work on that project has been spotted in the past, with the latest version of the Pixel launcher, which ships with the Pixel 5, giving you grid size options. With this new option, Pixel owners can choose from a 2x2, 3x3, 4x4 and 5x5 grid, the last one being the default setting. It's a bit of a shame there's no expansion available, but at the same time, Google kind of nails the scaling and spacing in its default grid sizes. Those smaller sizes could come in handy though for users who have visual impairments. XDA has managed to capture the APK file itself and put it up for sharing, and it should install on any Pixel smartphone pretty easily. The option to change the grid size shows up alongside the Pixel's other theming options. And finally, Google Play Music will soon be shut down, pushing its users to either YouTube Music or to switch to another provider entirely. Parts of Play Music have been closing for a few weeks, and now Google Assistant speakers are losing support. Assistant speakers such as the Google Nest Mini and Audio have long been able to stream your favourite tunes from Google Play Music and other services with just a voice command. YouTube Music was added to that list pretty early on, but now the newer service is the only one that Google offers. From today, it looks like Google Play Music is no longer available as an option when trying to set a default music service. Beyond that though, if it was previously your selection, it's no longer respected. Asking to play music will instead go to YouTube Music, so at this point, if you haven't moved your playlist and tracks to YouTube Music from Play Music, they'll no longer be available on Google Assistant speakers. This change seems to be rolling out relatively slowly, but it's definitely not just a test, as Google is still set to shut down its former service entirely, basically any day now. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.